brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting and video living color, coming up in the next segment, the balance of the radio broadcast. Continuing with your calls, Curtis in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, this is Curtis from Montana.
Okay, well, they told me Michigan. Go ahead.
No, I'm from Montana.
You're from Michigan.
No. Okay, whatever. But I'm a new listener, first time caller from Montana. I've been listening to you a lot. About the gun show, a couple days ago, and just we enjoy our freedoms in this state. We take pride in being one of the most free states. And I've been telling everyone I work with about that Austin gun show, and I printed stuff that you made available on the internet about that Sustine guy. And I actually went to other, no one would believe me at work because I guess you kind of got a reputation as a conspiracy theorist. So I went and I found other places on the internet, and I actually had the quotes and the like through the magazine, whatever, you know, or the newspaper where all these quotes that you said, they were right there. So I highlighted them all. I took them to work and showed people. And I think people are finally starting to wake up, you know, a little bit in this country, in this state.
Well, people are living in denial. But it's on the news that they shut the gun show down. And, again, people just can't believe this is happening because they know it's tyranny.
Yeah, I think the people we're so used to our comfortable lives in this country that no one can believe it's happening, even with the, you know, the 9/11 and our economy crashing. People are still in denial. And
what did they say once you showed them the proof?
Then they still ask me, well, how come I haven't seen this on, and this was my other point, on Fox News or CNN. And that goes back to your Glenn Beck, your O'Reilly, your Hannity. I mean, some guys are so corrupt, and I could see right through them right after 9/11 started when they were saying that we should terrorize the terrorist. We should, you know, there's no such thing as abusing a terrorist. And, I mean, you could see right then who's the real terrorist? They are, you know. So I think I'm trying to get my point across. I enjoy your information, and it's just so simple. I don't understand why people can't get it. It's so simple, you know.
Well, they will get it as the jackboot stomps on their face a little more. Good to hear from you, Curtis, in Montana. Let's go to Randy in Florida. You're on the air, Randy.
Afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
One quick thing. Your website for your webmaster, the link to the Sunday show page is not working.
Okay, well, send that to Kurt Nemo. I mean, are you saying a link to the archives of the show?
Link on the homepage, where it says Sunday show, the link, when you click on it, does not work.
Well, I mean, sir, the Listen Live links are what the Sunday show streams off of. I mean, what particular link are you talking about?
Well, it's, anyway, regarding
no,
the article
I need
on,
link.
On the site.
I know, hold on. Whoa. I mean, I want to fix it. So just what link is this?
Well, I'll have to go back to it to tell you for sure.
Okay, well, thank you, Randy. We'll try to fix it. What else
hang
is on, your mind?
Hang on. I got an article I want to talk about.
I just said, Randy. I just said. Go ahead.
Okay. On your page where there's an article about the Truth Alliance, and you can't both support the Truth and the Constitution.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
It's on your page today. It says the article from Truth Alliance. It says you can't both support the Truth and the Constitution.
I don't know that particular article. We post links to a lot of stuff. What is it dealing with?
Military. Our military cannot be engaged in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which are undeclared wars as the Constitution mandates, and yet they cannot.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We are simulcasting this radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, coming up, I want to go over the fact that big government, the New World Order agenda, is imploding on every front. But they still control the government, the bureaucracy, most of the planet. They're not going to go away. They're not going to stop unless we force them to go away, unless we force them to stop. But there is a huge awakening happening. There is a lot of positive things going on. The state Senator Brown getting elected to the U.S. Senate is a very positive message to big government. There's a lot of news I want to cover coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 23 minutes from now. But I want to go back to your calls now. I want to try to start over. We had a rough start with Randy in Florida with me trying to understand exactly what he was getting at. There's an article from Truth Alliance. You can't both support the troops and the Constitution. And I actually agree with that, because the media has miscast supporting troops. Hitler said that. He said, you've got to support my war against the U.S. and against England and against France and Russia, or you don't support the troops. I have mainstream news articles where as soon as the troops are done serving, they go to their barracks in Iraq and Afghanistan. And in one case, the guy's stepdaughter, they mailed him a picture of her that was on their Facebook of her in a bathing suit. And they said a bathing suit is child pornography. This is ABC News, and he's being court-martialed for it. So they love persecuting the troops. They love going after them. Obama tried to cut their health care last year, and he wanted to make the troops pay for their own health care through getting their own insurance. Making the troops serve 2, 3, 4 tours is not supporting the troops. Starting all these new wars is not supporting them. Congress never declared war since World War II. Not in Vietnam, not in Desert Storm 1. In none of these events was war declared. Congress said, well, for WMDs in Iraq, for nukes, you do have this limited mandate to remove the weapons, which he didn't have. So I'm trying to understand what Randy is getting at. Randy, do you agree? Do you disagree? I mean, for me, it's the definition of supporting the troops. It's not supporting the troops, sending them into preemptive illegal wars or having military people in offices in D.C. Controlling predator drones, dropping bombs on weddings in Pakistan. So, I mean, what are you getting at here?
What I'm saying is that the Constitution requires a declaration of war, and as you said, it hasn't been done since World War II. Any order to deploy to these wars is unconstitutional, unlawful, and even more so, importantly, it's immoral. And our soldiers should refuse that if they're going to take their oath seriously. And that includes the members of this Oath Keepers website, which, as far as I'm concerned, is phony, because many of the members on that site are active-duty military serving in or have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, yet they claim they're keeping their oath when they engage in unlawful and unconstitutional activity. It can't be done.
Well, particularly the Oath Keepers are saying we're going to follow the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and they're trying to educate people that don't confiscate guns in the U.S. if you're ordered, and things like that. And I mean, I think overall they're very positive. That's why Chris Matthews and others are viciously attacking them. But I appreciate your call, Randy. Glad you called. Let me give you this article right here. This is out of WGN Radio, but it's also, I saw an ABC News article about it. Galesburg, an Illinois National Guard soldier in Afghanistan, has been charged by the U.S. Army with possessing child pornography over pictures of a young relative. His mother says she's sinning. He didn't even take the picture. But what's crazy about this is that the photo that the news showed is several photos of a little girl running around in the yard playing with a water hose. And in one of them, it shows the back of the bathing suit, and the Army put the report out saying because part of her lower butt is shown, this is child porn. And, folks, I see articles now. They're mainstream news. We saw the ABC News cover that big case in Arizona last year where it didn't even show the little girl's bodies. One was 2, one was 3. They got out of the bathtub. They had towels around them, and their mom took a photo. Every parent has done that. Plus, you got 2, 3, 4 kids. You know, the littler ones, you stick them in the bathtub together while they play with rubber duckies and boats or whatever. The government's now got cases saying kids together in a bathtub is some type of sexual assault on the two children. Meanwhile, the government's full of all these degenerate pedophiles. They're constantly getting caught. Most of your top CPS people are always being busted. They're 5 to 7 times more likely, depending on the federal government report, to be pedophiles or abusers in government. And they're saying a photo of 2 little girls, one with a towel around her, another with a towel around her, with them beside each other. They said that was having them engaged in sexual activity because they were, you know, huddled with towels out of the bath. See, now they're going to take your kids for wearing bathing suits at the swimming pool. And you'll say, but it's a bathing suit. And they'll say, we have SWAT teams. Now, we'll ban your gun show even if it's legal. You know, an old man was cleaning his gun in his garage in Ambleside. He had 12 guns and a couple thousand rounds of ammo. That's an arsenal. There's no law against it. It isn't an arsenal. There's no law. You still go to prison. I mean, they send people to prison every day for not even committing crimes. They just make up other folks. It just came home to me again yesterday. Again, just how criminal and illegitimate this government is. because Matt Ryan, who works in our office, worked at the city in the gas and electric customer service line. And he said upwards of 90% or more, in fact, he said they never pay. He said 10% of the time, they had huge meetings about this, the illegals pay the first bill of the $250 to get their power and gas turned on. And then 3 months later when they turn their power off, another person calls with another consulate matricula that are fake IDs. The Mexican consulate gives them to anybody. I can go get one. There's been investigative reports on it. And then they just never pay. They only pay when they first get it turned on or get it turned back on. And then that's passed on. But then an old lady who's $10 down in her bill, they turn their power off. And you've seen those reports of them freezing to death or burning up to death in the summer all over the country. I mean, I saw this winter every 2 or 3 days. In fact, let's just Google it live on air. Man dies in home. Man freezes to death in home after power turned off. I mean, you'll just see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of reports where this is happening. And so there's so many facets to this. The illegal aliens all over, there's more than 800 sanctuary cities. And I've had Art Acevedo, the police chief of Austin, he said, Alex, we have to do this. We have to know who these people are so we can protect them when there's a problem. That doesn't stop illegals from calling if there's a problem at their home. You know, this isn't some sanctuary where there's a commission of a crime. And so if you call with a crime or a problem, they don't arrest you or deport you. See, that's how they started sanctuaries 20 years ago. Now, it's, we're going to hire illegal aliens for the police force. That's Associated Press. We're going to say you can have everything without an ID card. You can have a bank account. You can have a housing loan. But citizens have to show three IDs to get power or gas. And the minute you don't pay, you're in trouble. I talked to one of my old family friends who is the manager of some of the biggest apartment complexes in Austin. And it was like 4 years ago, she got called up to the Christmas corporate party in Dallas for one of the, I mean, I'll let you know the company. It's the one whose executive got indicted and then his car blew up and his body burned up, staged his death last year. And they called him in and they said, the federal government is secretly subsidizing us. You're to tell no one. This is with hundreds of their top managers in the auditorium. Illegals are allowed to be 10 to a one-person apartment. If citizens even have a grandmother visiting for a week, kick them out with their the one-person occupancy rule. Illegals are above the law. And Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, you know, are in moderately low-priced apartments nearby. They're not bad apartments, pretty nice. The illegals have chickens running around, sides of beef hanging up, mariachi bands literally playing till 5 in the morning. They are God. The police won't come. No one will stop them. Drunk driving. They are not arrested. No ID. I've had Austin police admit it to me. They are literally gods. Literally gods. Because the government wants them here to drive down wages, to bankrupt the society, and to become a political force to pull the lever for gun control and open borders and higher taxes. It is a lawless government. They won't follow the state or federal law. They won't follow the drunk driving laws. The police don't enforce. But citizens, you take a photo of your five-year-old daughter in a bathing suit at the pool, and you take it to Walmart or some other place, they've been told, get me a SWAT team, bring in the pedophile units. And here come the potbelly, here come the potbellied CPS, and they are ready for your kids that night. They're going to enjoy themselves. Texas Commission on Youth, giant rape rooms, every facility raping kids, giant pedophile guild. They look at those kids in a bathing suit, and they go, take them. I want them right now. They're going to be mine. And that's who they are, and they run everything, and they've got the automatic weapons, and they rule. Just, that's the end of it. And they're going to take your bank accounts. They're going to take everything else you got because they feel like it. You have a lawless criminal government. There's no law against this gun show. We don't care. We're shutting it down. There's a law against illegal drunk driving. We're not enforcing. Because we're your criminal government, and we rule you, and we decide what to do. More calls straight ahead. But it says the picture showed the child in a swimsuit playing in a wading pool. And it says in one photo, part of the girl's hip can be seen. Oh, that's it.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Austin News at noon. We're covering some breaking news out of the Texas State Capitol.
Shots fired at the Texas State Capitol. No injuries reported immediately, but they do say one person is in custody. That's your live picture right now from the downtown tower cam. Front steps of the Capitol there. They're reporting six DPS cars responded to that area, and legislative offices told to lock their doors and stay inside. We have Angie Woodring on the phone now, a witness that was at the Capitol when this allegedly occurred. Angie, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, yeah, we had just been inside the Capitol building, had just walked over to the visitor center to look around. We walked out of the visitor center and suddenly heard five or six distinctive shots and saw a security rush a gentleman on the front of the state Capitol steps and then tell everybody to get away, and people were running and they were not letting anybody in or out now. And then about 5 minutes after we saw the security officer informed the gentleman on the front steps.
Well, shots fired at the Texas Capitol, just a few miles from where I am. I'm dispatching some camera crews down there right now. I'm going to need to clear the phone lines. I apologize to those patiently holding. You'll be able to call back in and get to the front of the line. Tessa, Larry, Matt, Bob, write their names down, and they'll be able to call back in after I open the phones up specifically for any eyewitnesses that are our listeners or anyone at the Capitol. I know a lot of legislative aides are listeners. I know a lot of our listeners work downtown in and around the Capitol. 1-800-259-9231. The bombing of the governor's mansion was clearly a staged event. All the evidence in hindsight, we weren't sure at the time, points towards that. I've told you, I believe, a false flag. I said this, what, 3 weeks ago, when it came out that federal agents were trying to provocateur people into firebombing Brave New Books, trying to connect it into 9/11 truthers, then groups connected into those same organizations. The media tried to say that they were involved in firebombing the governor's mansion. And did they get some mentally ill person to go do this? God only knows. Or is it just a crazy person? Thank God no one was injured. No one was injured. Shots fired at Texas Capitol, Austin, Texas. Texas State Police said one person is in custody after gunshots were fired on the south steps of the Texas Capitol. They're going to use this to pass anti-gun bills. You just watch. Luckily, no injuries are reported. More than a half dozen Texas Department of Public Safety cars descended on the Capitol Thursday. Yeah, they're already there. Afternoon, and officers toting rifles surrounded the building. The officers were in the process of securing the Capitol's third floor around noon. So, said Tristan Lesisher, police communications operator. The building is in lockdown, and the suspect is in custody. DPS spokesman Lisa Block said a witness said he heard at least four shots fired. This is now all over the national media. I've told you, look for false flag attacks. We told you the flu thing was fake. That's now admitted mainstream media. A giant fear-mongering federalization, UN globalization profit drill. We've told you so many of these events are staged. We don't know about this one at this time. But the first report came out about 52 minutes ago, and the latest report came out about 15 minutes ago from KXAN. So we're continuing to monitor that situation. Shots fired at the Texas Capitol building. Remember when somebody drove a gasoline truck into the California building, California State House? You didn't really ever hear much about that because it looked like it was a real event. If this is staged, they'll hype it to the stars. But 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If we don't get any eyewitnesses, we're going to hold the lines open for Tessa, Larry, Matt, Bob, and others that were patiently holding. 1-800-259-9231. And it'll only take a few dozen of these type of events to try to scare government into going along with the police state. Just like an underwear bomber has been used to say everybody's got a naked body scan to fly and all the courthouses are going to get it. A real attack, that's not going to stop somebody from going up against the Capitol or a courthouse. It'll just stop somebody from sneaking one in. Everybody can't be treated as if they're guilty and lose their Second Amendment because there's a few nuts out there. And with so many of these events, it is staged. But they're also forcing the population, more and more people, into this mindset. 1-800-259-9231. We can also take local calls, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, specifically for people who are eyewitnesses to this situation. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are lining up some eyewitnesses that are calling into the local line about what they saw at the Capitol, shots fired at Texas Capitol building. Texas State Police said one person in custody after gunshots were fired on the south steps of the Texas Capitol. Luckily, no injuries are reported. That sounds so staged, folks. More than half a dozen Texas Department of Public Safety cars descended on the Capitol Thursday afternoon as officers toting rifles surrounded the building. The officers were in the process of securing the Capitol's third floor. And it goes on, the building is in lockdown as the suspect is in custody. DPS spokeswoman Lisa Block said a witness said he heard at least four shots fired. And so, again, we've had a lot of people call in. We're trying to find out exactly who is actually a witness right now. I have all this other news that I want to go over. No one called into the Genesis line, so those callers who we hung up on to open the phone lines, we are now going to open the phones back up for the folks that were already on hold to call back in. Please give them a chance, folks, and then you can try to call in. 1-800-259-9231. Guys, you've got a photo of the person being arrested just a little while ago, and it looks like drug out of the Capitol. Looks like APD is helping the state police carry him. It's five officers helping carry him out. Can you blow that up so we can see the individual's face? Continue blowing it up. I can't tell if it's a white male or a Hispanic male. Looks like it's a white male with a tan. I don't know, guys, that looks like a white or Hispanic person to you. Give me your judgment. Looks like a white guy, doesn't it? But like a carpenter. He's got a deep, deep tan. White T-shirt, military-style haircut. My God. They're going to have a heyday with this against our Second Amendment. No matter what they pull, no matter what they do, don't let them get your guns, folks. They want to make us live like Chicago or people in New York. We have got to stand against this together. Those calls that came in to the local line, were any of them eyewitnesses? Okay, we're going to leave. This is what we're going to do. I forgot we had our own phone system. We're going to have our phone system open here in my studio for any eyewitnesses or for calls specifically from Austin on the Capitol. And, again, I want to punch up on screen that the number for locals to call is 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. If you want to talk about the Capitol situation, and for listeners generally across the country, this got me sidetracked. I wanted to go over a news blitz right now, but I'm just going to continue with your calls because in the next hour I'm going to get into more of the news we haven't covered yet. I mean, I've alluded to a lot of it, but I don't want to really drill into some of it. Let's go to calls right now. Rob in Hawaii, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, first I wanted to thank you for how you ended your show yesterday, like stressing a peaceful resistance. Because myself, I'm a former Marine, and I could tell you 13 years ago, my company commander was going around asking our platoon if we would raise weapons or disarm our own brothers, flat out. This was 13 years ago.
That's standard procedure. The military now trains to take on the American people. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. So what I was going to say, like, people need to understand any sort of armed or violent revolution or resistance just feeds right in. That's what they want. That way that justifies them to go overboard. So I really appreciate that you were stressing that yesterday. And if you could, I have two quick questions for you.
Sure.
One, have you ever considered running for political office?
For about a week one time, I ran for Republican state house because nobody was running against the Democrat. But when I saw the rules and the campaign rules, and I just couldn't stomach going out and trying to raise the money. And I was talked into it, and my gut was I can do more outside the system than I can in the system educating people.
Right. I understand that fully. Okay, my second question is, back on yesterday you were talking about 9/11 truth. When Charlie Sheen released that video message to the president, like, it really inspired me to go research how many other celebrities have spoken out, because I wanted to make myself a few YouTube videos. And I ended up finding so many footage of so many celebrities, like, it just blows my mind. So I was wondering if there's any way you or someone you know could kind of organize all the groups, like architects and engineers, all the celebrities, and just get everybody together and just bring this to the public already. I mean, it's been eight years trying to
get celebrities. I mean, if a celebrity's at a event or a benefit, and somebody walks over and says, what do you think about 9/11? They'll say inside job. But once you call them to really go out on this show or really get together for a big stand, then their managers and others start threatening them. The media took the bait with Charlie Sheen. He knew this would happen. He knew because of all his past, they would end up attacking him, but then that would bring the issues up. So Charlie Sheen was perfect because that's one of the few celebrities they would actually cover because they thought they could discredit it because of some of his past. It actually blew up in their face. But, I mean, again, I'm just trying to organize building my new studio, making films. I have limited staff, limited funds. You know, I had to pull people off key projects just to send them down to the Capitol. We can't just spontaneously create like God can. You know, we're not just here just doing things and making things, but I appreciate your call. We do what we can, Rob, but I appreciate it. Let's talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Alex. How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Alex, I was calling about, I was around Austin just a kid when they had the tower shootings there. My stepdad was with the Air Force, and I remember that distinctly. And it's just coincidental about the gun show. And then I also wanted to tell you, you can check on, if you check, like, I think it was Wednesday night or Tuesday night of this week, our local news, San Antone, had raided a guy's house. The guy had was in a uniform, military uniform, and he came out throwing, like, cocktails, Molotov cocktails kind of thing, and it was there on Ken's 5. And I know that this is, you know, going after her. It's just all tying in, Alex. And I was wanting to find out about the, I'm also the gunsmith that had talked to you once before, but I want to find out about the San Antone, if they had canceled the San Antone gun show at the Airport Convention Center.
No, they don't have Art Aceveda, I guess. He hasn't spoken out against it, so I guess he's for it. They don't have a police chief that just says, I don't care if there's not a law. You know, we're going to tell the landlord not to do this and shut it down. They already ran off the old person that had been there for close to 20 years, Saxit. But as far as I know, Saxit and others are still having their shows in San Antonio. I actually looked that up in the last few days, but I appreciate your call, sir. Look, I don't remember the exact day I did it, but when Aaron Dykes gets back, I sent him down with a camera to the Capitol. It was the day he wrote the article. But guys, pull it up. That's how I can find the day. I forget the exact headline. FBI informant plan to attack firebomb Brave New Books, I think. Brave New Books, bookstore sells my books and videos. One of my fans set it up. They have speakers all the time that speak there. And it's very successful. And this guy who was a federal informant, he was buddies. It was December 8th. He was buddies. Print me the article then, thanks. He was buddies with the Palestinian that committed suicide by slitting his throat, gutting himself, tying his hands and feet, and throwing himself in the river. They said that was a suicide, APD. That gives you an idea of our police here now. And he was hanging out with him. He tried to get activists, according to their reports, and he now admits he was FBI, to firebomb Brave New Books. This is right at the time that there was the firebombing of the Capitol, I mean, of the governor's mansion by the Capitol. And it was on December 8th and December 9th, both those days, I said on air, so go to the archives, folks, I don't have the staff, pull it for yourself, put it on YouTube, we'll post it, where I said they're getting ready. I don't know how I always know this. I don't throw out a lot of predictions. Maybe one a month or something. You know, they're going to stage some big flu hype in January. I can see them getting ready. They're going to attack the Capitol or something. Here in Texas, they're going to try to set us up. It's not even like I'm psychic. It's like I just can tell from their operations, and I study them as like a lay criminologist so much that I know what they're going to do. And I got a bad feeling. I got a really, 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 really bad feeling. Here's the article. FBI informant who stung RNC 2008 anarchist connected to firebomb plot on Brave New Books and suicided Palestinian activist Raed Hamad. And it was when this article came out. Give me a document cam shot on that. Thank you. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It was when all this came out that the pieces came together, and I just, there was some other stuff happened behind the scenes, too. We had people showing up at the office going, I work at the governor's mansion. I work at the Capitol. They're going to think it's me. I want to leave you with this big box of stuff. And then my guys walked out and looked, and there were off-duty, unmarked police cars and people walking around like it was some big bus, like they wanted to get him in my office with this box. And they called me because I was gone. No, it was when I was on the radio. This happened while, and then when I ran out of the radio, this is at our old office, they said, did we do the right thing? And I said, hell yeah, you did the right thing. Do not take anything. It was a big box. And then they were smart enough to walk out front and see the cops. And it was going to be on the news. Alex Jones, he did it. You know, I mean, but luckily we have a containment operation to keep these infiltrators out. And they're constantly trying to get in. We had to move just because of it. No one is allowed at this office. Never, if you know our address, come to our door. You will be screamed at. Not because you're bad, but because you could be an operative. I mean, folks, I live in a James Bond situation, and I'm not James Bond. Okay? So, we have that going on. We talked to Lisa Block, the spokeswoman for the Capitol State Police.
It's a separate special unit. Pretty nice guys. Most of them are listeners to the show when I'm down there. They tell me about the show. But 24-year-old male from Houston. We need to get this out because this is not yet in the other news. This is breaking. We just got this from her 3 minutes ago. 24-year-old male from Houston fired several shots on the south steps of the Capitol. No reported injuries, including the gunman. She would not say, she said she did not know what direction he shot. Did he fire in the air? Did he fire down Congress Avenue? Did he fire into the granite steps? Was it blanks? Is this some folks, if it turns out this guy's ever been in psychiatric care of the government or was in the Army, that's where they do the brainwashing, or was protected and already made threats, or they can also threaten your family to get you to do this. There's an intelligence operation we've proven going on down there to provocateur. Now, I don't know if this is a nut or not, but I'm telling you, I predicted a staged attack on the governor's mansion or Capitol. I remember that from memory. I don't know how I do it. And there's nothing really new here. Again, Texas State Capitol, shots fired, at least four shots. Jaron? Oh, you need this right here? You bet. Awesome. Yeah, give it to Kurt Nemo. Thank you. DPS shots fired at State Capitol, Houston Chronicle. Jim Majid, visiting from New York, said he was inside the building on the first floor and people started rushing to the south entrance, prompted by a reaction of two troopers. He said the man next to her said he heard four or five pops. When Majid, or however you pronounce his name, got outside, she saw about 25 officers surrounding a man lying on the ground on his side in a fetal position as officers held him down. He was not resisting arrest. She said she heard one of the troopers say there might be another person on the building's third floor. Folks, this sounds completely staged. This guy's got a gun and he's shooting it, and they didn't shoot him? You come in my office or my area and you're shooting a gun? You are deader than a doornail. And that's how the police are trained. They should have killed this guy. But if he shot the shots, laid the gun down, he's either a lunatic looking for attention or this was staged. And more, this is looking staged. I don't know if it was staged. We'll certainly learn more as this unfolds. I don't know. A witness told Statesman that six shots were fired in rapid succession. That's Fox News. Were heard at noon. State employees are standing on the grounds as authorities secure the Capitol building. Authorities. Thought they were peace officers. Man, I don't know what to say about this, I'll tell you. Joe in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hey. Okay, I'm out of control. Larry in Texas. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got some ballistic information that might save somebody's life if they own a 223. Back in 82, I sit at the sheriff's office waiting to go on patrol. And I was thumbing through a law magazine, and article was about the ineffectiveness of the M16 at a roadblock. So my partner was expecting his new delivery of an M16, a semi-automatic version. You know, I finished the article, I passed it across the desk, says, hey, you might want to get your money back after you read this. So he read it and said, that had nothing about that. So I anticipated this, so I contacted a tow driver, asked him if he had a vehicle he could sacrifice. So he got his new gun in, we went out there, and he had a clip of a Full Metal Jacket and a clip of hollow point. And the three tests that we done, according to the article, was put a cardboard target behind the steering wheel, stand 10 steps in front of the vehicle and open up on it. So he raised up, cut loose with five rounds. We went up and looked. And all it does is just, you could do more damage with a Daisy Red Rider, just chips a windshield. So he tried it with the hollow points, same results. Second test was shooting through the side door. Put the target there sideways between the seat and the door panel. and it punches really nice holes in the side door. But the shrapnel that came out the other side was like taking a piece of rice and cutting it lengthwise in about four or five pieces. And
yeah, I had a range rifle from Ruger, and I would shoot washing machines, and a 30-06, 308, 30-30 would shoot right through the washing machine, all four layers, the outer layer, the inner layer, the next inner layer, and the outer layer. And most of the 223s wouldn't even make it all the way through, but if they did, it was just a little bit of shrapnel because the bullet turns. It's very small. It's a 22 caliber, as you know, and it's why you can shoot 222 or 223 through that, and it is really not a very good round unless it hits flesh. It's very devastating when it actually hits flesh. Stay there. We'll come back and see where you're going with this.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody,
the Atlanta Journal-Constitution talked to witnesses.
The war is over. Everybody knows.
Republican Senator Dan Patrick wrote on his Twitter page that he wasn't in the office, but his staff called security and told him this. An individual came into my Austin Senate office today acting strangely. Staff called security moments later. Shots fired on Capitol steps, he wrote. So it looks like he came in, something happened, he ran out. Maybe he didn't want the police to arrest him and he shot it at the ground or something. We're only speculating. Why didn't they kill him? Somebody comes around my office and starts shooting a gun, trying to hurt people. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm going to kill him. I mean, I would expect the police draw down and shoot him. Don't talk to him. See, people always defend police when they shoot somebody who's unarmed in the back. But then they get on police if they shoot somebody who's already got a gun. Look, you got a gun and you're already shooting it? I don't think anybody should wait. You just need to shoot. You know, I always see these cases where somebody breaks in a business and the person says, hands up. I'm not going to say hands up if you've broken in. I'm just going to shoot you. And that's what the law says I should do. But it goes on from there. This is terrible. Going back to Larry in Texas, says he's a sheriff's deputy, warning people about how ineffective 223 is. It's fired from the M16, AR-15, Ruger range rifles. The list goes on and on. But separately from that, I've tested it myself. I know you're right. People do need a heavier round. Why does our military use the 223? Because they did studies with the Colt, the original M16, and found that when it hits, it changes directions. I've shot deer with the 223. And as long as you shoot them 100 yards or closer, the bullet doesn't even generally come out, but it goes all over. I don't like it because it messes up a lot of meat. But I've shot deer with 223s, and they always drop immediately. Whereas I shoot them with a 30-06 or 308, they tend to run 10-15 feet. They got a big hole blown in them on the other side, and the meat's a lot cleaner. But the 223, man, it just goes in, and that bullet goes through bones, everything else breaks into pieces. Same thing when you shoot a vehicle. So I agree with you, it's not good for roadblocks. But Shepard, from that, what do you think of this Capitol situation?
It sounds suspicious.
I mean, what would you do if somebody, if you were a Capitol State Police officer and somebody's shooting a gun, waving it around? I mean, how did he survive this without even being shot?
I couldn't answer that. It's too bad they didn't take him out.
But doesn't it sound suspicious that they wouldn't? I mean, normal procedure if somebody's shooting a gun is you shoot them.
Oh, yeah, neutralize. Back to the last test we done with the 223 was if someone was in the brush and you're returning fire at someone hiding in the brush, and we set the target behind the waist-high brush and left the head portion showing where you could gauge 12 inches below and then be able to shoot. None of the rounds made it through the brush, so if someone's in the weeds with the ghillie suit on shooting at you, you're going to have a hard time trying to return with the 223. One other thing I want to pass on to you about RFID. I just listened to a computer show, a guy that helps you with your computer, and someone called in about the RFID. And he said that there's a YouTube, I don't have a computer, he said there's a YouTube video that shows a situation where these new passports have the RFID chip in them and they're coded by...
And the guy drives around San Francisco stealing people's passports.
This was a garbage can that had a bomb in it, and numerous people were walking by it, but as soon as an American went by it, it blowed up.
RFID are super bad. Really good points. Yeah, it's... That is a really good point. You've got the passport on you. It knows who you are. It detonates. Really good point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.